people, purpose, patience. Maybe your path is harder because your calling is higher. I often get discouraged with things just not going in the direction that I want them to go. I'm human. We all are. It happens. So then we scrap out that playbook because of a few bad calls or a few things didn't go our way. No, because that playbook is our passion. Our passion is things we want to do with our life that we feel fulfilled by. So the one thing we shouldn't do, we shouldn't go the direction of others, because that direction is clogged. That direction is safe. That direction is, that path is beaten, basically. It's beaten by everyone else who failed, everyone else who's discouraged, everyone else who's going to bring you down. But the path that's less traveled is the path of your own belief and your own sustainability within your powers. Your own sustainability within how you see yourself achieving. How you see yourself having a sustainable life and a life lived comfortably. A lot of people feel you need a mass amount of money, but as we all know, more money breeds more problems. So what I try to do and I try to get across to people is that you have to continue to take every small victory, every small step, every just, even if it's a tiny one, even if it's small growth that you see within your passion, you add that, you stack those. And that small growth will eventually become immense as long as you believe in yourself and your development. That's the one thing people fail. They fail because at the slightest sign of difficulty, they stay. I mean, they leave, I'm sorry. The slightest sign of difficulty, they jump a ship. But I look at it in the same sense I look at relationships, though. I've been with my wife for 24 years. Has it all been the way that we wanted it? No. Has life turned out the way that we wanted it to for so far? I'd say at the core of it, yes. At the core of our life, yes. We're married. We love each other. Kids are healthy. We have a home. We have jobs that we're successful at. And the kids are coming into their own within their youth. The reason why I brought up relationships and the reason why I sort of tied that into not giving up on yourself. A lot of people are in relationships that they know they failed at. And not necessarily saying it's just a fault of either you two just may not be compatible. But you stay. A lot of people stay in relationships that they have no reason being in. But but you're so quick to give up on your dreams, and you're quick to give up on what you want in life and how you want your life to be lived. You give up on that, but you choose to stay with someone who, and I'm not perfect. We all know my transgressions because I put them all for everyone to hear. And in saying that, our relationship required work. Required us looking within ourselves and seeing that this is what we want, making sure that this is what we want. I am who she wants, she is who I want. That took work within ourselves. We're just not together because we're together. We actually, after 24 years, we're still in love with each other. And that there, I can equate to us having success in our individual, you know, lives. Because our individual lives, we still dream. We still have goals. We still have plans for our lives to be very well lived. Plus we're married, plus we're there for each other. But our love and our life together is allowing our individual to grow. And I know plenty of people whose lives are and relationships are just like that, just the same. The love that you have and the love that you receive from your partner allows your individual to grow and allows you to believe in yourself in ways that you never thought were possible. Because you know, if you have a setback or if you have a failure or if something just doesn't go your way, your partner is not going to allow you to fall. Your partner is not going to allow you to give up on yourself. If you have trust and believe in your passing, just as you have trust and believe in your partner, then your life will work out. It may not be the way that you want it, but eventually, and I hate to even use that word because a lot of people hear eventually and they scoff at it. Like, oh, here you go. Why can't I have it like this? Or why can't I have it like that? Because too many people are looking at, and I believe I've said this before, too many people are looking at everyone's end results. You're looking at everyone's, you're basically looking at what they show you, what they allow you to see. Like this celebrity or that celebrity, what they allow you to see. Yeah, you're going to see the trips and the houses and the cars and whatever, what have you. But you not see the internal turmoil that's ripping them apart. Maybe the greed, maybe the jealousy, maybe the infidelity. Who knows? But once you find that out, once you get a sense of that truth, you don't believe it. That's all in your mind state. It's all in your mind state. Because how you live your life on the inside is basically how your outside is going to be perceived as well. It's not all perfect, so let's stop acting like it is. A lot of this truth I had to swallow myself and come to realize that I need to look in the mirror within me in order for my relationship with my wife, in order for my relationship with my children, with my mother and so forth, so on, my brother, my sister, in order for that relationship to grow, I had to look at what I was putting out there, what I was accepting. And like I said, as you all know, everything that I've done, good or bad, I put on this podcast, so it's not like I'm trying to point the finger at other people. It's just how I view my life as a whole. Like, there's no parts that are put to the side or parts that are covered up. Everything out there is there. I don't have anything to hide anymore. And when I thought I had something to hide, that's when I was internally destroying everything around me. I mean, so now things are looking a little differently. Things are happening in a matter of, they're happening fast, but, and quite honestly, for a while, because it's been a while since I uploaded, I didn't think I could handle everything that was happening, that was occurring. I didn't think I could handle it. I wanted to take a step back. But that's not what I was put here for. That's not my passion. That's not my purpose. That's not what God wants. So once you start doing things in the sense of your higher power, whatever you believe in, I'm not here to judge. I'm not here to say you have to believe in a certain thing. But as you all know, you can't put self first in anything, regardless of what you believe in, who you believe in, or how you believe. You can't put self first. Because once you put self first, that's when things start to deteriorate and rot on the inside. Your compassion, your love, your belief in others, your trust in others. Because soon, once you run out of people who you say I don't trust, once you run out of fucks to give, you start turning on yourself. You start doubting yourself. You start doubting the people that you're, I mean, even though you already doubt the people that you're around, you start doubting every decision that you make. You start doubting little things as small as, well, not to say small, but you start doubting everything, like laughter. I see people a lot of the time when there's a joke said and some people laugh, and you got that one or two people that's over there just with the face turned completely upside down. Ain't shit funny. I ain't here to laugh. Life ain't funny. Not to say that those people aren't successful and aren't happy in life, but if you have that outlook, are you really accepting everything in life? No. Because you're living with that fear, you're actually scared. I've been there. I've been there when I was young. It's hard to believe that I'm 40 now, but I've been there. I used to walk around with a hollow point bullet in my mouth all of the time because I didn't live in the safest of neighborhoods. I used to have a bullet sticking out of my mouth all the time. My wife remembers this. Did I own a gun? No. Did I have a look? Yes. Was I scared? Yes. I was in fear of everyone around me because I was mostly by myself and I didn't know who I was. So I thought if I put on this image that I would be looked at a certain way, I would be feared. I was completely wrong. So I had that ideology that I had to have a certain look on the outside in order to cover up the fear that I had on the inside. Then I realized later on in life that I could use that fear, and I've used that fear of people, fear of trust, fear of love, and that has benefited me later on in life until this point right now. But I'm honestly here before you with the outlook that I have on life, with the belief that I have in self, and the only thing that I fear now is God, basically. Because when you put your fear, when you put your doubt, when you put your trust all in man, Everything that you put into life is due because of how someone else reacts to it. every decision that you make, every article of clothing, every movie, every post, everything you read or watch has someone's approval around it or because of it. But it's when you truly stop giving a fuck about what people think, feel, act, and do. When it has to do with you, and you start living life on your own terms and your own belief and your own individuality, you'll blossom. Then that hard path, after a while, doesn't seem so hard anymore. It seems worth it. So everything that I've went through until this point right now, it's been worth it. Ask yourself that exact same question. Is it worth it? Is it worth it? Is it worth your heartache? Is it worth your stress? Is it worth your turmoil? Should you make a decision in life that you'd be afraid to, but you know if you just cut off this person or cut off that person or walked away from this job or whatever, you'll survive because you have yourself. You also have whatever you believe in your corner, whoever you believe in. I believe wholeheartedly in that. I love y'all. Patience is a podcast.